This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's coming up to 12:30 on this Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 2019. 40 years ago yesterday, Sony introduced their version of the Walkman, which revolutionized the music industry. But now it's a bit of a tech relic. The question was, what will be the equivalent of the Sony Walkman in 40 years' time? Do let us know. We are going to move on, though, to our second story of the day about how Johnny Ive made us care about design.
You know, it's true. When something exceeds your ability to understand how it works, it sort of becomes magical.
We have created a product that is the most deliberate evolution of our original founding design.
To create something that's genuinely new, you have to start again. And I think with great intent, you disconnect from the past.
The hallmark of the group has been to be inquisitive and ask an awful lot of questions.
We have really made it a practice to just have our heads down and work and ignore, in some senses, all the reasons why something shouldn't be possible.
Yeah, that was Sir Johnny Ive, the man who's famously known for almost 30 years talking to the camera in a white room about design. he's obviously the chief design officer in Apple. He obviously he announced his resignation a couple of days ago, and it's a big deal because he was like one of the pioneers of the new Apple when Steve Jobs came back. And, you know, he was one of the reasons why Apple, from, you know, a company that was nearly going bankrupt to now, you know, a $1 trillion company because of
I would say he had at least 75% of the...
To you do know, with their success. Yeah.
Of their success, of course, because, you know, as we talked about, you know, the Sony Walkman 40 years ago and how iconic it was, you know, one of the new products that Apple launched back in the days was, you know, the iMac, the candy iMac,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The iMac G3.
The jelly thing,
mm. right? Then they had the iBook as well. And all these, the colors and the translucent body that you could see the internals and you know, from that time in the 90s where everything was colorful and, you know, it's a playful, because they wanted to make computers and this kind of tech seem friendly to people, right? Mm. Because it was still alien to have a machine in your home, especially in the early 90s, right? And also, if you compare it to Windows machines, it was like, you know, a tall tower that's just sort of like this beige looking color. It was very dull.
He also was kind of key to behind the idea of skeuomorphism as well.
Mm.
Skeuomorphism, if you don't know, is the use of something that looks like a real object but is not. So, for example, if you had a tape player or an audio player on your phone, it actually looked like an audio player. You would see the tape reels going around, and the tape going, and, you know, he had a lot to do with that originally. But then, of course, they moved away from that.
Yeah. So then he obviously championed minimalist design,
which I loved.
And, you know, one of the first, I guess, you know, everyone would say he's the iPhone design is his, right? From the 3G, the 3GS, all the way till even now, the 10S or the XS or whatever you want to call it, right? He was instrumental in the design. And if you look at all the things that he's done, it's all having that same kind of message. Whenever you see a video of a product from Apple, you immediately envision him saying something, "We've now redesigned, you know, this product for the 100th time." And then, you know, next year they announce something, and then he says, like, "You know, last year we redesigned this, so we've taken the next step, we've redesigned it yet again." And then you just go, "Wow, how do you do that, Johnny Ive? Like, that's just amazing." And, you know, kudos to him, though, because it was him and I guess many other kind of industrial design specialist or guru, like, you know, we were talking before the show, like, for me would be Dieter Rams
and,
like,
from, you know, Braun,
right? And like, he was, I think Johnny Ive, he was very fundamental in talking to us about how important is a design to a product, especially to a product that's so important in our lives, which is the smartphones of today, right? Yeah. Can you imagine if we had someone else who had no clue about design and just thinking about functionality and having buttons and you have to do this? All the other players would have followed suit because it's Apple, right? Everyone followed Apple because the iPhone came about. Android had to, you know, went back to the drawing board, released a new one, and kind of, you know, followed suit along.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's him that most of the products now look like what they are today.
No, but that's the thing. Even like when he was coming up with these designs, it was, you know, back then designs were playful, so people didn't find it important. That's why Microsoft came out with all the computers that look like industrial machines or something you keep in
boring,
the office.
Yeah.
Just boring, like, you know, square machines that you keep and get the work done. All functional. There's nothing, there's no aesthetic, because aesthetic is not important. That you don't need to sell aesthetics. It's why Steve Jobs and Johnny Ive had to like push and, you know, fight against the norm and market themselves and go like, look, this is why you need to keep these things in your home, and this is why like marketing agencies have to push the product a certain way, because they have to look special, they have to stand out from the other products in the market,
even down to the way that the stores worked, how the stores were laid out.
You know
it's all very cleverly done. And I remember seeing, you know, the first aluminium MacBook Pros, when they first came out, and I remember going to the Apple store in Beijing and seeing one of these things, and I was just like, how have they managed to do that? I couldn't understand how they managed to get a computer that was so powerful into something so slim and so beautiful looking.
And I've been privileged enough to visit the Apple Park campus in Cupertino, and that's also, he had influence in the design. Obviously, it's not one person designed the whole thing, but he had influence of how it should look, and it's just one big circle itself, right? And it looks absolutely fantastic. You can't go in, but you can see it from the outside in the Apple store, which I sadly had, you know, I had to go in to the second floor in order to see it. I really didn't want to, but I had to go in. You go up to the second floor, you can get a glimpse of this spaceship kind of looking campus, and it's beautiful. And he had obviously a say in this, but like, you know, I guess it's just kudos to him in taking design the next step. Also, a lot of the conversations that, you know, that happened in terms of how he would design this, actually some insiders reported to the Wall Street Journal, a lot of these things actually happened while he was just having a stroll down in Cupertino with Steve Jobs. And they would have a discussions like, how do you think this product would work? And then they would just talk like, well, you know what, maybe it should look like just one piece of aluminium, and you know, maybe you slap a screen on it. And they would have that kind of conversation, and that's where the ideas came from. So, you know, he was one of the, if not the most important figure in Apple after Steve Jobs left the company, passed away. He was tasked to release so many products. And during his time, he had a lot of, I guess it was the most important time of history for technology. Because Johnny Ive is the designer for products, for new products that came out. For example, the iPod, the iPad, and then the iPhone, and then we had like the Apple Watch and stuff, right? So right now, if you wonder what else new product is there out there that he could design, it's a little bit tough. It's like maybe VR or AR and stuff, right? But he was instrumental in like four new categories that we have today. And that's why I guess maybe he decides enough's enough, and maybe I got to take a step back.
How much you want to bet that in about 10 years' time, there'll be something called like Ivism? Like, you know how you look back at previous artists and designers and stuff, and architects and stuff, and then
you mean like a museum?
A whole movement of design. Once, you know, things that we have now changes and the design, the look of stuff changes, it'll be like, hey, you know, this person's come up with this product following Ivism because it looks like the old iPhones.
We have to take a break, ladies and gents. We've got a final story for you coming up in a few minutes from Arv, the state of Malaysia's digital first culture. All coming up in just a few moments. We have a couple of tracks coming up though, back to back. Manic Street Preachers with A Design for Life, followed by The Vines with Highly Evolved. Of course, if you want to take part in the conversation, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We're asking you, what will be the equivalent of the Sony Walkman in 40 years' time in terms of tech relics? Let us know. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.